And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with SEM head boys basketball coach Darby Lyne. Well, Coach, first off, congratulations to you and the team in making it back to the state tournament here in 2024. I'm sure it's a great feeling for you and the team and for the community as well.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We didn't know what to expect. We lost a lot of seniors last year and kind of had to rebuild a little bit, but kids have responded really well and just continued to get better as the season went along, and it'll be a great experience to be in Lincoln.
You mentioned losing some key pieces to last year's team that also qualified for state. What has become the identity of this year's team, Darby, in your mind, that has allowed them to get back to the tournament?
Well, you know, a lot of these guys were playing JV basketball last year, but we knew that they were a pretty good defensive team, even playing against JV players last year. And this year they've kind of stepped that game up even a little bit stronger, and I think we're a real good defensive team. And, you know, and then some key players have come along offensively, and we've been able to score enough points, I guess, to win some bigger games. But I think defense has been the key to our success.
Talk a little bit about playing in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. You are one of four teams representing the conference that will be playing at the state tournament. Do you feel that kind of competition through the course of the season and even going through the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament has kind of made you battle-tested and prepared for the journey ahead at the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, Fort Kearney Conference has just been incredible every night. It didn't matter who you were playing. I know there's four teams that made it down, and that's great. But there was team 7-8 down the line that every night you better come prepared and be able to play to the best of your ability, or you were going to get beat. So, you know, we got beat by some of those teams early, but we were also able to have some success over the number one, number two, number three teams. And so, yeah, every night was a battle, and we just had to be ready every time we went out.
We have to go way back to the 24th, I think, of February when you played in the district final. You've had some time off since that district championship game, Darby. What has been the focus in practice as you try to, I'm sure, stay sharp, but maybe not necessarily overdo it getting to the tournament? How do you balance that, and how have you balanced that?
Well, I think, you know, we tried to did some conditioning early in those practice sessions to try to keep conditioned well, and then you know a lot of it was just trying to have some fun. I mean, these guys have been playing since early last fall when it started with football, and had a long football season, which was awesome when they made state champions there, and then we're just trying to, you know, so we tried to have a little bit of fun early and then try to concentrate on who our opponent is coming down to Lincoln.
Let's talk about your opponent. You get Walt Hill in the opening round of the D2 tournament. They're 18-4 on the season. As you prepare for them, what are some of the things that stick out to you?
Well, they're a very quick team. They flow to the ball extremely well. A good defensive team that gets some steals, and then they're able to get fast break layups off of those steals, and that's kind of their game. And then they go down and they shoot the ball quickly. They're not scared to fire up threes, and they're very successful at that. So that's their game plan. And they're, you know, maybe not the biggest team that we've played this year, and so hopefully we can have success with some of our bigs and maybe try to get some inside play going.
Well, Coach, we congratulate you guys on the success that you have enjoyed up to this point, and we wish you the best in Lincoln.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you covering.
Coach Darby Lyne joining us on KBBN Radio.